Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Twelve minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the third day of October, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM, of course, over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. 103.3 FM over the air once again up in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere else on the planet from our website, ksje.com. We also welcome our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. Of course, KSJE is a community-supported visual radio station, so we welcome our viewers who are watching us today live on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. Good morning, everyone. Glad that you are with us, because coming up, we are talking about PATH, People Assisting the Homeless, and their big upcoming fundraiser, which includes one of my favorite things on earth, chocolate. We'll be talking more about that and getting more details coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then later on this hour, I'll be checking in with Lewis Campbell at 8:50 a.m. He'll be visiting with me about technology news this week. That's coming up in a few moments here on KSJE as well this morning. Next hour, it's our classical music program, Roving with the Arts. And Mick Hess will be here. He is featuring music this morning from Eric Satie and also the wonderful Mozart. You'll hear both selections coming up today, 9:06 after the news on Roving with the Arts. Don't forget, in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. So check them out and maybe discover a program that you may have missed recently that was produced right here in the Four Corners area. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is currently about 53 degrees at the moment. We've had some showers overnight. We're expecting some more chances for rain today, with some increasing maybe sunshine after noon, but mostly cloudy skies this morning. Still about a 50% chance of showers in the forecast, and a cool day, 67 for a high in Farmington. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 51. A bit warmer, but maybe some more sunshine tomorrow, but still some clouds with a high of 70 on Tuesday and Wednesday. Overnight lows near 50, maybe warming up just a bit to 71 on Thursday, Friday, and maybe another chance of showers this weekend with a high again near 70 degrees and overnight lows near 50. If that doesn't feel like fall, I don't know what does, but it's certainly a nice change in the weather. Let me introduce my guest, who is here with me this morning, as I mentioned, to talk about PATH, People Assisting the Homeless. Amanda Lovato is here with me this morning to talk a little bit about the organization and the big upcoming fundraiser. Good morning and welcome to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Good to have you here. You are a busy person these days, right?
It has been really busy, but wonderfully busy.
Well, in a good way, right?
Yes.
Right. And so let's start by, for folks who aren't sure what PATH does, remind us a little bit about the work that PATH does in the community.
Okay, so PATH stands for People Assisting the Homeless, mm-hmm. and we have three programs. There's four, but three main programs.
Okay.
So I'll talk about those. One is our shelter program. It's a 90-day working program, and there's a pre-screen process to enter our shelter program. So anyone would call into a pre-screen. They can stay up to 90 days. They'll be looking for a source of income and saving half of their income while they're there, and working with case management, doing life skills groups, and taking care of things in the shelter, like chores and stuff like that, while they're there.
Right. There's a lot of, not necessarily requirements, but saving some of that money and getting a job and all those things are part of helping them so that when they do leave the shelter after that 90 days, they can kind of be on their own.
Yes.
Hopefully. That's the goal.
It's to help give a hand up.
Mm-hmm.
So giving them an opportunity to save money while they're working or job searching, giving them, you know, providing food, providing clothing. And during that time, it's also a drug-free and alcohol-free program. So we do BACs, and we serve men, women, and families. So we're very mindful of you know, people's behaviors while they're in the program.
Right. So. Very true. And so, and that's been ongoing even during the pandemic. Now, you told me you were following some COVID protocol, so maybe the shelter isn't as full as it maybe can be, but that's all because of some of the COVID concerns and protocols, correct?
Yes. So,
but you're still able to accept folks from time to time as space becomes available.
Yes. So we did have a wait list a few times. We've had a wait list.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we still do the pre-screen with the person seeking services. And then we add them to our wait list. And then we go down the wait list and call whenever space becomes available. If we don't get a hold of them, then we go to the next person on the list, you know, just kind of have to try and see who will answer first. And then whoever answers first and is able to come in, then they enter.
Right. And go through that screening process that you mentioned. So that's kind of how it works. So that's one program out of the three that we're talking about, right?
Yes.
And this is the shelter. I still call it the new shelter, but it's probably not all that new anymore. It's been here for how long?
It was built in 2014.
Oh, my.
Four Corners Foundation owns the property and the building, and they partnered with PATH and wanted to create a larger facility.
Right.
And transitional housing, which is the next program.
See there, what a transition, right?
Yeah.
So there we go, a segue into another program that you offer. And so there's the shelter that's been around, gosh, then since for 8 years, I guess, right?
This building, but the agency altogether, it used to be on Pinon, and so the agency's been around since 1983.
Yes, here for a long time, serving the homeless community for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk about this transitional housing program, because that's another way that you can help folks, again, give a hand up.
Yes, so it's an extension of the shelter. So applicants have to be in our shelter program first and be working our shelter program. If there's different barriers that they're experiencing that are slowing their process down to get into housing, we would consider them as a candidate for the transitional housing. And they can stay up to 2 years, and they're still in the program, they're still a program participant, they still have case management and other requirements, they're still saving income while they're in the program, they're still turning in their pay stubs and things like that, and they're still receiving, you know, the life skills. They're welcome to attend the groups with us and continue participating in that way. And as long as they're doing that, they can continue to reside there.
Right. And they have to, they still have those requirements, those responsibilities, I guess I would call it, to stay in the program, right, in good standing and do all those things that you're mentioning.
Yes.
And it's almost like, I guess, an apartment, I would describe it as, wouldn't you?
It is. It's a one-unit apartment. So there's one bedroom, a kitchen, a living room area, the bathroom, and we have 12 of them. And our bottom floor is ADA compliant. So four units are ADA compliant. And then eight units that are the second floor and the third floor.
Right. And I have to say, it's some of the nicest real estate, I think, in town, because you're right along the river and it's a great spot and, you know, a nice quiet area. And I think there's room, at least there used to be room for maybe a garden and some things like that. Is that still happening?
Yes. Four Corners Foundation still operates the garden.
Okay.
And they provide produce for our program and other programs in the community. So Four Corners Foundation they help a lot of nonprofits.
Right.
And we're one of them.
Right. And that's great. And you're grateful, I'm sure, for all of their help, because as you can hear, everybody, they've really done a lot for the PATH program and really trying to upgrade the facilities and the buildings and things along that. So we have the shelter, the transitional housing, and then there's another one.
Our Daily Bread location. So at Daily Bread, we serve free meals Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 12:30. No questions asked. And no pre-screen or anything, just come by, and as long as you're able to you know, because we do serve people from the street population as well, but it's anyone going through a hardship. As long as they are able to maintain their behavior, they're welcome to come in and have a meal. If there's someone that isn't able to do that, then we ask them to leave and we can provide them like a packaged item mm-hmm. to take with them.
To go something, right? Mm-hmm. Like that. But as you mentioned, this is open to everybody, really, everyone. Right? No questions asked. And so it doesn't. Folks don't have to be necessarily homeless. They right. could just be maybe short on money. We've all heard about the stories. If there's a car repair bill that comes up and yes. all of a sudden your budget gets blown out of whack and or a medical bill,
yes.
I'm sure you see people coming in and families coming in. You serve everybody.
We serve families, men, women, and there's no questions asked.
Right.
And it's the people that are working there, the meal that's being provided, our cook, she puts her heart into it, and she makes a wonderful meal.
Nice. And that's served pretty much every
Monday through Friday.
Every day during the week.
Yes.
So Monday through Friday. So there you go. We are talking about PATH, People Assisting the Homeless, this morning with my guest, Amanda Lovato. She is the executive director of PATH. And talk about, too, your big event coming up, which is also the reason why I wanted to have you on, because that's going to be here in, just a couple of weeks, right?
Right, the 15th.
Yeah. So talk about, including chocolate. The chocolate yes. just on my mind this morning. So that's also what got my attention as well. But it's a big event, and it's the 12th annual.
Yes.
So PATH has been doing this for a while.
Yes. PATH has been doing the chocolate affair for this, the 12th annual event. In the past, it was historically in about February or March time of the year, but with us having the mayor's ball in March, we moved the chocolate affair to this time of the year, and so we're thankful for it's beautiful in the fall,
right? I mean, very beautiful. true and I think event planners would know you probably don't want two major events back to back
right
a month apart.
That, we tried to split them up.
Yeah, very good. And so it's coming up, as we mentioned, on October 15th. You're going to have it out at Lions Wilderness Park under the pavilion.
Yes.
In the fall. And so talk a little bit about the event. There's a meal, but there's also
yes, so it's
chocolate.
Called yes it's called our Chocolate Rendezvous this year. We have different themes, and this year it's our Chocolate Rendezvous because we're going to have five different rendezvous drawings for people to win.
Okay.
And they're going to be local rendezvous. Well, when I say local, it's not too far away.
Okay.
Driving.
Regional, right. Yeah, okay.
Driving distance, but nice little getaways. And then for the meal served, it's going to be Clancy's is serving a barbecue meal, full meal. The Clancy's bar will be available. We're also going to be having music by Jose Valerio and the chocolate from Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory and a local vendor named Dip Delights, by Leslie.
Nice.
It's wonderful. She did some last year. She made some chocolate hearts. They were amazing. I'm not going to give away what she's doing this year yet.
Okay. It's going to be a surprise maybe,
but
right?
But it's wonderful.
Okay. Very good. And 5 to 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Right? On the 15th. That's a Saturday. And it'll be, it's a week from this Saturday, isn't it?
It is.
Coming up. A week. It'll be here before we know it.
It is.
And so folks should get tickets. I imagine it does sell out.
Last year we did.
Yeah.
Last year we did. So we have limited seating because of the space under the pavilion.
Right.
So our goal is 130. And then we'll have our staff and stuff. The most it can hold is 150.
Okay.
So, and we have sponsorship opportunities. You can still sponsor the event. And all of that is found on our website. We tried to make it very easy to purchase tickets and to sponsor on our website. You're also welcome to call, and we can assist you over the phone or come by and see us at the office.
Okay, there you are. And so the website is pathnm.org.
Yes.
Right? And that's how folks can find more info, or you're on Facebook as well.
Yes.
And the phone number to call for tickets and information, it's on the screen too. And I'll have you give that one.
505-327-3104.
There you go. And tickets are $50 a person. For the dinner and the chocolate tasting and all of those things, right?
And a raffle ticket for the rendezvous.
Okay.
So the $50 includes the event purchase
mm-hmm.
and a purchase for the tickets. And then you can buy more tickets when you're there. They're going to be $25 each.
Okay, for more chances to win. And as you mentioned, there's how many different rendezvous that
there's
you'll be?
There's five rendezvous.
Okay, got you. And they so I would assume they would include some food and a place to stay and those types of things, right?
Yes, it's going to be a night away or, you know, a night stay, maybe two. And then, because there'll be different packages. And there's also going to be some crocheted luggage donated by a wonderful group of ladies that quilt.
Oh, okay. Right.
Quilted luggage.
Nice.
And that will be part of each package. She's going to make five of them. And then maybe some meals and things like that, coupons. So it's going to be neat.
Right. Very, very cool. And so I would feel bad about, I don't want to miss out on a Clancy's dinner, but I don't want to also not have enough appetite for the chocolate tasting after dinner, right? That's got to be a conflict for some people sometimes.
Well, it's going to kind of be available throughout the dinner.
Oh, okay, good.
So you can...
I can sample even before dinner.
Yes.
And I gotcha.
And the first 100 will get a package from Chocolate Affair.
Ah, okay.
Or I mean from Chocolate Factory.
Okay, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Got you. Very, very good. And so obviously you couldn't do this without the support of some of the sponsors, and it sounds like Clancy's and Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory are two of them.
Yes, they are. And then Dip Delights.
Right, of course.
And our music by Jose Valerio.
Mm-hmm.
And to the tea production, Tia Camacho's helping us with planning the event. She helped with the mayor's ball. It was amazing.
Right.
And she's not going to extent with this event, but I did ask her for her help because she's great.
A little bit of help. That's true.
Yeah.
So wonderful. Well, it'll be great. And you're still looking for other sponsors you mentioned too. So folks can still give you a call and get on the list as well.
Yes. We have some sunglasses. I'll mention a few.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to miss any. And I'm going to start posting as well. But we have Sunglass. We have Citizens Bank. Oh, geez.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm going blank.
I'm putting you on the spot, see?
But we will be sharing those and have poster available as well for any sponsors that are helping us.
There you go. Well, great. Well, it sounds like a great event. And again, this is, gosh, it's the 12th annual.
Yes.
So it's been going on for quite a while. Out at Lions Wilderness Park on Saturday, October 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. It is the 12th annual Chocolate Affair to benefit PATH. People assisting the homeless with the cash bar and barbecue dinner catered by Clancy's and the chocolate tasting and entertainment. There's music and, I suppose, dancing, probably. Wherever there's music, people get up and dance.
They're welcome to.
They could.
Jose Valerio definitely plays music that we can dance to.
Very true. That's very, very true. And so, Amanda, you were talking a bit about some of the other events coming up, but I know, of course, PATH has been the recipient now of the Mayor's Ball, and that's a big, big event.
Yes,
usually in March in the spring.
First weekend.
And we're thrilled to have it back because couldn't do it for a while, but I know you're going to be working on that probably after this calms down a little bit.
Yes.
Right, you probably got some ideas still,
like actually the week after the Chocolate Affair. We're starting our first meeting for the Mayor's Ball.
Okay.
And we have a theme.
Are we announcing it today? Not yet.
I'm going to wait.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll wait for the event planner to know for sure when we're going to announce it.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing. If you were able to come last year, we had a good time. And
that was kind of the Roaring Twenties theme,
it was
as
Roaring
I remember.
20s.
And there was even a speakeasy set up at the Civic Center, everybody, if you can imagine. And everybody was really dressed up really well.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. And the greatest thing about it is that, God brought together the community to do all of this. Everything came together and people were so supportive, even during the pandemic. And I'm so thankful and so grateful for everyone that came and supported that. And we're making some changes in our agency because of it. So thank you.
Nice. Because this is a big deal. It's a big fundraiser. I mean, it raises a lot of money for the organizations who get the
selected.
Right. Yeah. Can you have it for 3 years?
Yes,
right.
For three
so
years.
This is the middle year, this 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll still have one more year. And so it's a fairly significant influx of donations is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
And so it allows you maybe to do some big picture things, right?
Yes. The main idea of why the Mayor's Ball was even created, which is, I think, so wonderful, to support a nonprofit, give them an opportunity to build some extra revenue to start creating sustainable revenue.
Right.
So that's what we're going to be looking at PATH. We're working on updating our strategic plan, and we're working on enhancing our kitchen staff and our ability to raise some sustainable revenue through that.
Nice. Nice. Very good. And again, kudos, I think, to the mayors and the folks who came up with this idea. Yes. I can't remember how long we've been doing Mayor's Balls, but it's been a while. And it's benefited a number of different organizations in the community. Now PATH, of course. And, you know, it's the mayors of all the communities kind of getting together, throwing their support behind this event.
And so, to profit nonprofits.
Right. Right. And a nice event that, again, people can get dressed up and, you know, tickets are expensive, but you get a lot. You get a nice dinner and you get a nice evening and there's entertainment. And as we mentioned, a lot of other things, a lot of extra things throughout the evening. And so I think it's important. And I know folks save up for it to be able to attend because it goes for such a good cause.
Yes.
And that's an important thing as well.
Save the date. It's the first Saturday in March.
Okay. There it is. And I'll look it up here in a minute if I can get to my calendar and see just what that is. But it looks like it's going to be the Saturday is the 4th of March. Does that make sense? Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There we go. So that's it, Mayor's Ball, and it is coming up. And so with all those plans and things like that, again, PATH is continuing to work with the homeless population. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm assuming that the need has not gone down.
No.
It's probably only gone up. Is that what you're hearing?
People in the community, there's been a lot of resources. So a lot of resources have been very helpful through the pandemic. There's been funding through the CARES Act that has been able to support and help a lot of people through this time. But there are still many that haven't either been able to obtain those services for different reasons or those funds for different reasons. And they are experiencing homelessness and they're in our program. It's been challenging through COVID, but we've continued to operate. And even though we have to operate at half capacity, we know we're still helping people. So we're thankful for that. And the staff that we have, just like everywhere else, you know, it's been challenging to staff. But the people that are there because they really care about what we're doing.
Right.
So I'm thankful for each one.
You bet. I can imagine, for sure. And they can see the good work that they're doing each and every day, I am sure, with those clients that are there and coming in to the program and being helped from the program. And so that's important as well. I know we talk a little bit, too, about affordable housing and things like that in the area. And even, you know, even if for folks who are in PATH and getting help with PATH, but then they can only stay so long, as you've described. Yes. And then, of course, they're having to find their own places. And I know we do have resources in the community that can help with landlords and negotiate prices and help with that and things. And so is that enough, do you think, for the community? Or can we always do more? I suppose we can always do more.
We can always do more. That's true, Scott. And I think we have a wonderful community that helps a lot of people in a lot of different ways. But yes, there's always opportunity to do more. And so San Juan County is putting together a group and through the CHAP group for the city as well. And I started on this committee where it's a core work group. And what we're trying to do is address things, figure out ideas, how to address the affordable housing, how to address and have more opportunities in transitional, just kind of seeing where the gaps are and what we can do to help fill those gaps. Seeing also that we're not overlapping each other with services so that if one place is already doing something, another agency is not going to be doing the same thing. Maybe they're going to reconsider what services they're offering so that we can better meet the needs of our community. So it's been wonderful to be a part of that too.
Nice. And have everyone kind of talking to everybody else, I would think too, right? To understand what your program does, what somebody else's program does, and to see how can they kind of mesh together, hopefully to create that safety net and that nobody is falling through and not getting the help that they need.
Yes.
These families. So
yes.
Very important. And I know, as you mentioned, your program, when you have room, accepts men and women and families as well. But again, it's based on space and your ability to be able to do that.
Yes. And right now we have, well, the building has family rooms. Mm-hmm. So we can assist five families at a time. And we know that there's more than five families at a time that are in need of assistance. So that is an area in our community. And,
right.
And then another area that I've kind of identified through the last 2 years there is people with mental health that is not yet treated, or maybe aren't willing to treat, you know, persons for different reasons, maybe not willing to seek services or just unable to.
Right.
And then there's people that are still struggling with addictions. So I believe strongly that, you know, we need more space for people that are still in those situations, because if they come into our program and they're still struggling, they're not going to be able to get through the program. And then if they do get through it, it's still, if they haven't addressed those things, they're going to keep coming up for them.
Right. Very difficult to move forward, I think, when mm-hmm. you still have some of these other battles to deal with, unfortunately.
Right.
And
right.
So that would be nice to be able to have something that really addresses those specific concerns.
The most success I've seen are people that have went through some kind of a treatment program, and then they come to our path.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the instances where I see people being more successful in the program, getting employment, staying employed, and obtaining housing.
Right. And that gets them on their feet, mm-hmm. so to speak. And then once they graduate, if you will, the PATH program, they're in a better position, I guess, to stay successful
yes.
on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Right? That's true. So very good.
Helping people get through struggles.
Right. Right. And unfortunately, many people have more than one struggle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true of all of us probably
yes,
in our lives. And so
we all need each other to get through this world.
Right. And so it's important to address all of those things too, or to offer help with all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you find. Very good. Well, we are just about out of time, but I want to remind everybody about the big event that's coming up, of course, in, just a couple of weeks. As we said, a week from Saturday, it is the 12th Annual Chocolate Affair to benefit PATH, People Assisting the Homeless, out at Lions Wilderness Park Pavilion, 5 to 7 p.m. And again, it is catered by Clancy's, and there's going to be a cash bar and entertainment, and of course, the chocolate tasting.
Yes.
You can't forget about that.
No.
Yeah. And it's there. And it's all evening, it sounds like.
Yes. It's going to be throughout. It's available throughout the evening.
There you go. Sponsorships available. Tickets are $50 a person and benefits PATH. And again, the website is pathnm.org, or you can call 505-327-3104 to talk about buying tickets or sponsorships or things like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in. Good to visit with you.
You too.
Good luck with the event. A Chocolate Affair coming up on October the 15th. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello, this is Emin Chi from the Student Achievement Center. This week, we're bringing you Coaching Tips of the Week for Week 7. Taking good notes. Studying starts in the classroom. Pay attention and take good notes. So when you're studying later, you're just reviewing information. Speak with your professor about recording lectures on your phone. A recording can complement your notes so you can go back and re-listen to the information in case there are other details you pick up on later to note. Effective note-taking strategies can have a direct impact on your study habits and is one of the most important study tips for college.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by Aztec Motocross. Located on Highway 173, Aztec Motocross offers a safe and competitive racing environment for the growing off-road and outdoor industry. Upcoming racing weekends, September 24th and 25th, and October 22nd and 23rd. Also, the New Mexico State Championship Motocross Race Series, October 8th and 9th. Find out more online at aztecmotocross.com or 505-393-5222. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.